Now to education. Newly released documents show high-level concerns about the damage COVID-19 has done to the school system. A cabinet paper and education ministry briefings to government ministers cite an urgent need to intervene and head off potentially significant ill effects to student learning and the supply of teachers. That resulted in a $43 million package announced in September to recruit more teachers and provide catch-up learning for thousands of teenagers. Our education correspondent is John Gerritsen, and he joins us now. Morena, John. Now, so how bad is the damage to our school system?
Well, in a word, Marnie, significant. RNZ have been trying to get hold of these papers because when the September announcement was made, there was sort of no evidence of just how bad the situation is for schools. So this provides a little bit more. There is no sort of quantification in terms of months of lost learning or number of students, but these documents repeatedly say there's been significant effects. It says there's problems with student well-being, with student and teacher workload, and with supporting students because of all the illness and absence that has happened this year. And as a result, learning's been disrupted, and so has assessment, you know, the opportunities to sit kids down and test them or get them to complete essays and so forth. As a result, this paper is saying that many learners are at risk of poor achievement. It also says there's more unenrolled learners than usual, though many of those are expected to start returning to school. The paper says there's a risk of long-term consequences and significant risk if the government didn't do anything.
Now, the government obviously have acted in terms of this $43 million package. So what sort of things did it consider, and are we seeing that package working in schools?
Yeah, well, about half of that package, $20 million, was for student to helping students catch up classes. And most of that, $17 million, went directly to schools with a focus on secondary schools. The idea was that they could, you know, hire people to offer extra classes. What little I've heard from schools is that it does appear to be working. They've certainly appreciated just having the money to use themselves without too much requirement to go back to the ministry and double check things. They can just get on and spend it. Now, interesting though, the papers showed there was also concern about primary school children, and perhaps some of the money should go that way, but they decided in the end the focus needed to be on secondary school students. The ministry also considered extending the school day and instructing schools to focus on core subjects like maths, but in the end it decided not to go ahead with those measures. Decided schools and students and teachers were stressed enough already. And there's also mention of perhaps having summer schools. And certainly there is funding for the correspondence school to take more students over summer. So that's the sort of things that were considered and done.
Now, staffing and the retention of teachers, or lack of, are we running out of teachers?
Yeah, well, it looks like it. The government said back in September it was trying to head off a crisis, but again, it wasn't providing any figures around what sort of situation it's facing. Now these papers show that things are heading towards probably what is a worst-case scenario forecast at the end of last year. And the papers say this year the number of resignations could exceed last year by about 800 primary teachers in the primary sector and up to 1,000 secondary teachers in the secondary sector, obviously. Now, more teachers are resigning, more jobs are being advertised, and more ads are having to be repeated because nobody's being hired the first time around. The papers show that there's a lot of concern about competition from other countries that might be able to pay more, but also are paying, you know, as much as Australian $10,000 Australian dollars, for example, in New South Wales, for relocation grants. So there's a need to act on all of this. And interestingly, this paper says there's a small window to act. This needed to happen now, because otherwise you're going to not have enough teachers, which could affect learning next year.
Hey, thank you for that analysis. That is our education correspondent, John Gerritsen.